Hello, Andrew.
Yeah.
Hi, Andrew. It's Laura with Local Splash. I spoke with you a few months back. It was about the Google listing for your business. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
Yes, I was checking back in with you, see if you were still interested.
So, yeah, I mean, I haven't done any advertising besides some other stuff I canceled.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about signing up for Google. Google advertisement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, last time that we spoke, we were talking about Google ads. I remember you were on Home Advisor. I'm assuming that didn't work out very well. It typically doesn't, for whatever reason. But I don't know. I sent you an email. It was back in April as well.
Yeah.
So I know we were talking about Google ads, but I didn't put down much in the notes. Was there a specific reason why we were going the Google ads route? I mean, I typically don't offer that unless you have previous experience with it being successful.
Just for in my opinion, because I don't understand how somebody else can advertise. I can just trust that it'll work.
Okay.
So as far as like outsourcing other advertisement routes, I know people do it. Like Matt's Tree Service used to do it all the time. He'd be talking to like five other people that do similar things to you.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, oh, they'll get me on top of this and top of that. And I'm just like, how does that work? But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it works. And I speculate that I don't.
I mean,
like, I'm worried. You know what I mean? I'm taking advantage of it or something. I don't know how it works.
No, I understand. So Google ads, I mean, I typically don't really like to offer them just because they can get really pricey. It can get really pricey and you might not see your results right away. Or you might not see results at all. For whatever reason, I mean, you know, we offer it. I offered it to you and that's great and all. The package that I typically recommend, especially for a newer business, would be, yes, getting you on the first page where the map section is. So that list of local businesses, whenever anybody looks up a keyword, we'd have you pop up on that first page. And it's based off of the type of jobs you want to be found for. And then we tie that into, your Facebook account as well. So the way that it would work is, let's just say somebody is looking up anything tree service related on Google. And then that person later on, they go on their Facebook, then there's another ad that pops up for your business. So it's just having your business pop up in front of them as much as possible. So we do that, you know, with Google, Bing, Apple. That's unlimited calls and unlimited clicks. If you go that route, you're looking at, because we have a special going on right now where we're waiving setup fees, you're looking at a flat rate of $249 a month. I always recommend going that route first. When you start getting some income coming in, then you could try, you know, Google ads for a month or two. And if it's still not working out for you by then, I would just cut it because it gets really expensive.
All right, so right now you're offering me, go ahead and explain what you're offering me right now again.
Yeah, well, I mean, both packages are offered to you, whichever you want to go with, but the one I recommend is the one that puts you on the first page of Google where the local businesses are at, the list, putting you on that first page. On Google, Bing, there's Apple, and also running Facebook ads, so that's with the Labor Day special, that's a flat rate of $249 a month. If you want to go the Google Ads route, we're also waiving setup fees, but that package is $449. That does also put you on the first page where the map is, and it also runs Google Ads for you. But, you know, price-wise, it's pretty, you know, it's like $200 a month difference.
I don't understand the Facebook part. Just so you know, like, I fucking hate Facebook, to be honest.
I don't either. I don't like it.
All my pictures off of it because I'm just like, don't give a shit. And I'm kind of over social media. So like when you say that,
yeah,
how are you going to turn my Facebook into advertisement? Essentially, I do have a bunch of tree guys on there and like people, but it's not like a that big of a source for me to use. And usually the people, and honestly, people who use me on Facebook think I'm going to do fucking work for free. So I'm just like not really trying to use that. So I'm trying to figure out how that works.
Yeah. So the way to kind of put it in simple ways that is easily explainable, have you ever looked up something online and then you go do something else and all of a sudden ads start popping up for what you're looking for?
Yeah. You're saying I'm going to be referenced on Facebook for a tree service?
So if a person is looking up something on Google and that person goes on their Facebook where the little ads pop up, there's going to be an ad that pops up for your business. So that's how that would work.
Okay, and as far as my business goes, just to let you know, it's a little tricky. So if you can design it to work, most of my revenue probably comes from selling tree work, and it's complicated because I essentially sell tree work to my buddy's company, but anytime it's like narrowed down to just arborist reports, permitting, tree testing, just arborist stuff, it's my company. So it makes To me, it makes more sense to not advertise my company, because as soon as I advertise my company and then I send them to go to my buddy's company to do the tree work and I sell him the tree work, essentially, you know what I mean? Like, sort of what you do. We're paying you to advertise. I'm doing him. I mean, either he has to pay an employee, pays gas, or I just sell the work. It's essentially the same thing. That's why I'm going into the advertising, because I'm going to charge him a percentage. So, long story short is like, I don't want to advertise my company and then people get thrown off when I'm like, Alex Tree Service is going to do the work. So I was thinking my buddy Alex doesn't care. Like, he's like, I'll pay for it, this and that. I don't want him to pay for it because then he's going to reduce the percentage. So I can charge it everything and paying for it. But he doesn't mind that I advertise for his company. So essentially, I want to advertise for his company and get calls.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. That's not a problem. I mean, we would just put his company info in there. As long as the card that you use is under your name, there's not any type of issue.
What does that mean? Sorry, the card.
The card that you use for payment, as long as it's under your name, not his. If it's under his name, then he has to be the one that does the voice verification, which is allowing us to use this card, basically.
No. I don't want them to be a part of it. I'm going to be in control of this. But so what I'm thinking is I'm going to call them and tell them I'm going to try this out. So say I do this, right? There's limitations on how many times I can get. What was that? You're like unlimited this and that. And that's where I was kind of throwing off because go ahead.
No, okay. So for example, when you deal with Home Advisor, every time that you get a call, they charge you for it. So with us, we're not charging you per call or per click. So it doesn't matter how many calls you get. If you get 100, if you get 10, if you get 20, it doesn't matter. It's all included in what you pay a month. So it's not, we don't track it. And just so you do know as well, timeline-wise, so Facebook ads and Google ads, those take 7 to 14 days. Whatever route you decide to go forward, that's approximately how long it takes. For you to get popping up on the first page for each keyword, that is a max of 45 to 60 days. So we want to get this started sooner than later so we can, you know, start getting everything going for you. Do you guys have a website?
What am I going to expect? I don't. That's the whole thing. I just live really simple, to be honest with you. So, you know, whatever $70,000 to $80,000 I'm making, it's more than enough. But I am trying to go crazy and start making a bunch of extra revenue. So I already live so simple. Like, I'm making money no matter what. So I am trying to... I am trying to stay more busy, so I just moved to a nicer place, and so.
Oh no.
What am I expecting the first month? Not as much. How does this work? It sounds like you're saying that it'll take 45 days for I get anything going, or what?
Yeah. So when you get started, and this is a timeline wise, when you get started, it's 1 to 3 days to have your onboarding call. That's where we go over everything in detail, make sure you have everything the way you want it to look. Now, if you go Facebook side or if you go Google Ads route, that's going to take 7 to 14 days to have your ads live. Okay. Now, I also will include a website at no extra cost. That will take 7 to 14 days to go live as well. Now, the first page placement on Google, which is going to be, you know, popping up for each one of your keywords, that takes 45 to 60 days, and that's max. The quicker you can get paperwork that we need to get everything done, the quicker we can get you started on there. I do see Alex Tree Service. They have already a Google business profile, right?
Wow.
Yeah, this is where I don't want to get it complicated because essentially...
There's three. Did you know that?
Alex Tree Service?
There's three duplicate accounts. They all have the same phone number. Uh-huh.
Right. He's already doing shit like that. So that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I don't want people to get referred to his website because if I'm referring people to his website, essentially they can type in all the information there and they'll call him. It's getting a lot of sales. I'm trying to get my own.
I would recommend then we put you under your own business name.
Yeah,
and
okay, let's do that. And I'll just
come up with a story for why you're referring them over to Alex Tree Service. You can, I don't know what story you want to come up with, but you know.
I'll just say we're co-businesses.
Exactly. That's probably the best.
Yeah, let's just see how it goes. I think, like you're saying, I'm going to give this a go, and it sounds like a 2-month trial in the end.
That's what we ask for.
And you only do good if you can sustain customers, right?
Exactly. That's why we do everything month to month, because we want to earn your business monthly. If you're not making money, we're not making money. That's really how it works.
I'm not looking for any sort of guaranteed this or anything like that, but so you're going to make me a little web page?
Yes.
Something? Okay. That's actually a good idea. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll put a web page. We'll do a website for you. We'll do your own Google business profile. Now, your company question, because I know that you basically subleased the work. Is the business registered?
Yeah. I don't have insurance or anything like that. Because I tried to. They told me every insurance, business insurance was like, you don't need it because I don't do anything physical.
Yeah.
So, I have my own business state through the state or whatever, and then I have QuickBooks and all that, so.
Okay, so yeah, that would be fine then on that end. What is the address? And I can hide the address, okay? It doesn't have to show on the Google business profile if it's your home, but what address do you use business-wise?
My, whatever address I'm at.
I have a 744 North 179th Street. Is that right?
No, you looking at my business or Alex's business now? Because my business is called Arborist.
I have Arborist Solutions, but since both of your businesses are on the account, that's why I'm trying to clear everything up.
Okay.
What address do you want to use for Arborist Solutions?
Give me a sec to pull up my new address.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, I've been kind of contemplating what kind of advertisement I want to do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So this is something I'm interested in. Okay, 16626 6th Avenue West.
Okay.
Apartment F104. Linwood, Washington, 98037.
Okay, I found it. Let me put this in.
Yeah, sorry, I don't trust nobody. I'm so paranoid, to be honest with you. Honest, because I get talked into everything by salespeople. It's fucking crazy. And then I'm always like, then I don't trust nobody.
I understand. I understand exactly what you're talking about.
You guys don't have underlying guilt. I don't hear any underlying guilt yet, but if you start saying a bunch of extra stuff at the very end, you might run me off. Because that's where I hear all the crazy shit.
There's nothing extra added to this. So what we're going off of is I'm assuming we're going to go, because I think it's smarter. I'm assuming we're going to go the Google and Facebook route, or do you want to do the just straight Google route?
I was going to, I don't know.
Okay. Well, you think about that, but whatever route you want to go, there's nothing going to be added to that. So those are flat rates. And before we get off the line, you're going to get everything through email and through text, and I'm going to go over the terms and conditions, which is exactly what I'm going over with you. So there's not going to be.
You're suggesting me do the Google and Facebook ad?
I think it's a matter. So if you have the money, and you want to give it a shot, go straight Google. But if your finances are a little bit tight and you want to see how it goes, go Google and Facebook. That's what I would say.
This is the deal. I don't want to take too big of a load and have him giving me loads. So I think it's not about the money. I can do the other one. It's more or less like what's the right thing to do. But like, I see what you're saying. I get a too small of a load, and then next thing you know, I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
So,
you have the option. So here's the nice thing about your campaign. Let's say you start getting too much work to give to him. What you can do on your dashboard and what we can do on our end is we can change your keywords to just specific jobs. So either the higher paying jobs or just certain jobs, and we take off the other keywords. So then you don't pop up for everything else.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do people. A lot of people just want a couple branches cut, and it just doesn't work. I do that. I can do that. But essentially what I do is, if you're really going to build me a web page or whatever, I would like to say something on there about tree trimming. Please send video like calls only. You know what I mean? And then like removal there on site. I guess I could do that. I'm not sure what the plan is, but yeah. I mean, I don't mind taking work, but essentially I don't need to go on site for small jobs, because it's like under an hour. People, once they find out the minimum for tree work, they run off and try to find the cheapest deal. And it's like, hey, look, if that's all, I don't want to be driving all over the place for no reason. So
you're wasting gas and time.
Yeah, I weed people out over a phone call usually. Like, no, I don't weed them out, but I'm like, hey, send me some videos, or also send me pictures. But I guess I'll see how the page goes. I don't know.
If we go the straight Google route, I can put even a nicer website, and on the nicer website, we can put where your clients can fill out a form, a contact form, and on there you can ask for pictures. You can ask them to put in the pictures or put in detail of the work that they want to do. The nicer website is nice because you can add that. You can add booking. They can book straight on your site, or they can also do a chat feature. So there's a lot of extra features if you want to go the straight Google route. It is a nicer website.
All right, let's do that. Are you going to ask me for more stuff eventually? I don't really have logo or anything like that yet, so for now it's just going to be kind of a plain website.
Do you want us to make you a logo? If you like it, you can keep it, time being, until you make your own. It's not an extra cost.
You never believe this. I literally took text logo design in college and aced it. Didn't have to take a final. So it's ironic that I haven't come up with any, to be honest with you.
Well, I'll put it down for us to get something going for you. If you like it, you can keep it. If not, don't even worry about it.
Let's get something going, and I can always replace the stuff.
Okay.
Right?
We'll do that. Yes, of course. And you'll have complete access to your website to make changes on your own on your dashboard. So, you know, it's convenient on that end. Andrew, and because I have your email address, I'm assuming, is your last name Rain?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and then email andrew.rains.arb@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have that down, and then you said apartment F as in Frank 104, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now do you
try not to put that out there because I butt heads with some people.
No, I put it in the notes that we're hiding your address. Okay.
Yeah,
now for people.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ramble on some bullshit. It don't matter. You don't care. So.
Were you going to tell me some story about getting somebody mad?
I did business with a tree guy, another tree guy. A lot of tree guys need my services. And he like turned around at the end. I was like, he didn't want to ask any questions. And then when I billed him for it, then he like called me. He's like, oh, take the tax off. You raised the price on me, this and that. I'm like, literally, like, you to a site where the like five dudes ran out and tried to cancel him, and I had his back, and he tried to snake me at the end. And I was like, about to just take all his work from him because it was like the Eritrean association, which is like thousands of people who go there from Eritrea. Like, I grew up with people from Eritrea, like, Eritrea, country in Africa. So I'm just like, bro, like, I'm about to just beast you here. Like, but he paid. So he was being ultra. He ghosted me and didn't pay me until like 5 o'clock in the morning. And I was just like, bro, I was ready to take all your fucking clients. But I'm not literally, I was pissed, dude, that he just was being all weird and ghosted me. But that's not the guy that I worked with. And so what I was getting at is when I quickbook them, wow. Just fill in my grammar retardedness. When I quickbooked them, my address is on there. Just send, so they could send me a check. So I was like, this is the fucking address. And so
I'd be tripping too, honestly.
Well,
I'd be concerned too.
If I was gonna get retaliate for him, like for me doing like a $500 job and him not paying me, I was gonna get him back. I was gonna take all his clients from that area.
Yeah.
I was like, but then he knows where I'm at address. So I'm like, how do I fix that? But
we'll make sure to hide it.
Yeah.
We don't want any type of issues on that end. So we're doing you a website. Okay, this is another feature. Again, these are not extra costs. These are included if you want it. It's called payment integration, which means that you can have your clients pay for your services on your website. Would you like that feature?
I don't need it. I don't need that. I already have QuickBooks, and it just makes it so much easier to just do it that way, in my opinion. I got like a system going at this point. I know you're saying like it's like somewhat of an operating system, but it's all good.
Yeah, if you have something already, it's not needed. I mean, it's just something that we like to offer if you do want it, but okay.
I like the clients being able to go on the website and put shit in, because there's a thing, some other, not a company like you, but they were trying to sell me a thing where, say I have the website you designed, right? They were going to attach a thing on there that they essentially use their database to, you know, to save videos, but everyone's allowed to send long videos on my website, and I can review it there, and and it gets costly too, just to do that. And they were like, oh, and you send customers a month. And I'm like, how do you even limit that? And then, and it's just essentially a parasite company.
Yeah.
That has a good idea, but like the fact that they don't do any advertisement and they're going to parasite piggyback on top of advertisement. I was literally like, how the fuck are you going to sell that? Like, I kind of called him out on a face call, the CEO of the company, and like, I didn't reply back to him, and he didn't even chase me. So I think he knows I see right through the fucking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's pretty clear. That's why they were like, I'd rather not call him. Let me just hide my face.
It just doesn't make sense. I have to pay for views. It's like, bro, you don't advertisement. Like, you're just essentially customers that come onto my site and, you know, do the contact thing. They're just allowed to send doing, and I'm only allowed 10 videos for like $80 a month or something. It's fucking stupid. I'm just like, bro, that makes zero sense.
Yeah, so, exactly.
I'll just FaceTime.
Well, yeah, on our end, I mean, it doesn't work like that, but I mean, I put down no anyways. I did want to ask you though for your onboarding call. So that call is about 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window, and that's where we go over everything. Let me see the schedule. Today, I do have...
Website? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, so what they do, they, first of all, they check to make sure I have all of your information correct for the business, mission statement pictures, what colors you want, what is needed to get first the Google business profile. Everything is, that's the call that we go over everything. And it's, that's why it's a little bit longer, especially if you have questions after that, you know, we start everything. I do have an availability today at 3 o'clock, and I do have most of tomorrow available.
Yeah, let's just get it going today.
Okay. So let me put this in now so I can have them be ready and give them some time. I'm going to send you an email with it right now. Let me get back over there. Okay. So I'm going to send you over a Google invite right now. So they'll call you between 3 to 4. They typically call you right around 3 o'clock unless they're really busy. You know, they'll call you a little bit after that, but they're pretty good at calling you on time. So got that down. Between 3 to 4 today. Okay, I'm sending that over right now so I can have them start preparing for it while we're on the phone. All right, and for the hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
Can just call on my phone kind of thing?
Exactly.
Like,
that's what I was about to say. Keep in mind, this is calls. What will show when you're open, yeah, when they're looking for you?
I mean, is there a way to put excuse regular calls and be like emergency calls anytime, but normal hours, this and that? Because essentially, at this point, this is the biggest time to receive emergency calls.
Okay. Well, I mean, what I can put down, let me put a regular schedule, and then I'll put down and also take some emergency calls.
Okay.
At any time.
Yeah, let's just do that.
Okay. And then what schedule do you want to put down as normal calls?
Let's say 8 to 4.
Will that be daily?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then everything else is emergency call.
At any time. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, for specific... Go ahead.
I was just reading. I was just confirming. I saw your
name. Oh. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, that's... you don't need to click on it. Mm-mm. It's fine. I mainly sent it right now because it's already getting close to the 3 o'clock and I want to make sure my onboarding team has time to look up everything while we finish everything up here. So you don't have to worry about that. But my other thing, so the areas that you want to get work. So we have a couple different or a few different options. I can do a mile radius, like 50 mile radius, or I can pick certain cities, counties, or zip codes that you want to target.
Yeah. Yeah, it's either radio or like a city areas to target.
Yes, I can do a radius or cities, or if there's a ton of cities, obviously we'll do counties because it makes it easier.
I wouldn't mind a radius, but I would rather the radius just go south and, okay, how much with the radius? Let me just think about this.
It can go up to 100 miles because you're doing strictly Google. So it's it goes out pretty far.
I'm trying to see if my map has a scale on it. Oh, it doesn't. Let's see here. let me just real quick check something. 12 miles. Okay, let's do 20. Let me see. I'm just clicking on my map. Just give me a sec.
Yeah, take your time.
Oh, that's... Can we do... Let's do 20 miles.
Okay, so it'll be a 20-mile radius, or do you want it to go south, like you were saying?
Just be a 20-mile radius.
20-mile radius, okay. Now, just so you do know as well, on your dashboard, you're going to have access to make changes to this whenever you'd like. Or you can call me as well directly. Let me send you over right now a text message. It has our office line. That's the number we will be calling you from, but it also has my extension, so you can also reach me there at any time. Okay, now, let me see here. Now, the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both? Andrew?
Yeah.
I think I lost you. Oh. Okay, cool. I was really silent for a while. I was like, okay. Okay, so it has both. So on Andrew Raines, is there a middle initial?
Yeah, D.
D as in David?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, the billing address, is it the same address as the 16626?
It's the address I gave for my business.
Okay, which is, it is that, the one with the apartment, right?
Yeah, 226, two, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I got it. I still have it here, so I have that down. Okay, cool. And then what type of card is it going to be?
Business Platinum Debit Card.
Okay, so that'll be most likely a Visa. It starts with a number 4, right?
Yeah, it's a Visa. Yep.
Okay. And I'm ready for the numbers whenever you are.
4259, excuse me.
Redo okay. That. That's fine.
0920. 0415-3299.
Okay. And when does the card expire?
8/17.
8/28?
No, 8/17. Oh, wait. I was thinking CBC. 626.
626, okay. I was like, well, it's been past that. Okay. And then you said security code 817.
Yeah, I think so. Let me double check. I already closed it all up. Yeah.
Okay.
You're at least somebody's sharp right now. Let's just say that.
Hey, no worries. It's closer to Friday. It's a 3-day weekend, you know, so I already know. Now, we set up your account with a security question. This is going to be so you know it's us calling you, not someone trying to scam you or trying to take money from you. You can answer whatever question and pick whichever question. Just remember the answer. So you can either pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Do the city I was born in.
Okay, and then what city is that?
Ballard.
How do you spell that?
B-A-L-L-A-R-D.
Oh, that's pretty simple. Okay, Ballard. All right. So the next thing I'm going to do is going to be the voice verification, which is on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. You do receive everything through email and through text before we get off the line. So if you have any questions, please feel free to stop me. Now, first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Arborist Solutions, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Andrew Raines, business owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we'll call you from the 877 number, and we'll also ask you the security question so you know it's us calling. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for what I just went over?
Yeah, I mean, you're like, will I be responsive to getting calls from you guys? Like, what is that? What do you mean?
Of course. So I'll put it like this. We have had clients that they pay for the services, and then when we try to get a hold of them, like, hey, we need pictures, or hey, how do you want this to look? They never call us back. What did you say? Sorry, you cut off.
That doesn't make any sense that they would.
I know. And well, then check this out. And then they get mad at us because they're not receiving results. But they don't get in contact with us.
So just say they didn't get pictures or anything like that. So, okay. Yeah. Just curious.
What we do if you don't give us pictures, eventually we put our own stock photos until you get us pictures. But there is people who will just not be in communication with us. This actually happens, every so often. There's some people out there in the world that are just some interesting people. So the only reason why we put that in is because we want to make sure that you know that this is a thing that we need your help with. So we can have your campaign look the way you want it to look. So we want to make sure that you don't have any issues communicating with us.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's basically all it means. So it's nothing serious. I mean, you're going to have your onboarding call today. It sounds like you're ready to move forward with everything. You're not trying to prolong the situation. So I don't see it being any type of issue. Now, what you will be charged today, you're not going to have a setup fee. It's just going to be the flat rate of the $449. After that, each month on the 29th, you will be charged in just $449. And then, like I said, you can discontinue this at any time. The only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before the billing so we have time to stop payment and we can cancel and process everything. Does all of this make sense? You agree on everything? You good? All right, perfect.
We're just doing the Google for some.
We are doing
exclusive Google. Is that how that works?
Yes. So we're going to do Google Ads, and we're also going to put you on the first page of Google. You're going to get both. So you're going to start seeing the Google Ads in 7 to 14 days, which is perfect because those work really well. And then, like I did mention on the list, that's going to be a little bit of a longer process, but your ads, those are going to be on the quicker side.
Okay,
now I'm going to send everything to you through text and through email right now, so you will receive automated messages. I'm going to send you a YouTube video as well. It's going to show you how to use your dashboard, so you will have your login credentials for your dashboard right away also. So you can log in and even start uploading pictures today if you'd like. Now let me send that. And then the last thing we're going to do is going to be the terms and conditions where I'm going to show you everything as well. And then we are done until your onboarding call here in a bit. Let me see if it got sent yet. No, let me check again. Okay, sometimes it takes a couple minutes, so I want to make sure you start getting everything. Before we get off. Okay, perfect. It's already getting sent out. Now I'm going to send you a link right now. Now the link says my.localsplash.com/terms. If you can click on that link. And let me know when you're on there so I can go over everything with you.
Local Splash Terms of Experience?
Yes.
Okay.
And did it go through? I accidentally forgot the 7 at the end of the link that I sent you. Did it open?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, okay. So the way I'm going to go over this with you. So this is gonna, what we're going to do for you, which is going to be your Google Business Profile optimization. If you need to go on any directories, we also do that for you at no extra cost. We go over that on your onboarding call here in a little bit. Your My Site is what we're going to create for you as well. Facebook ads aren't included in there, but your Google ads right there also, that goes over what we're going to do. Now, if you scroll down to what we charge you, which is just the $449, that's what you will be charged there for after. That's it. You have the seasonal hold. That means that, let's just say you get really busy, or you close down or for a few months because of the weather or whatever, you can call me. We put your account on seasonal hold. We don't charge you for those months. Also the cancellation, you can cancel at any time. The only thing I need you to do is if you can click on those two boxes and then type in your name and click confirm, it takes you into what your dashboard is going to be.
Can you send me a contact card?
A contact card, you mean? For the
yeah, like Apple phone contact card where it just shows your name and local splash on it and everything.
Like a business, like a business
no,
card?
No, like a contact card. Essentially I just click it and save it, and it's. Do you have an iPhone?
Oh no, I don't have an iPhone. So our system works through. No, I don't have an iPhone. Personal wise, I use an Android.
I gotta cancel this whole deal now.
Used an iPhone for like probably over 10 years. I love the iPhone, but keeping up with the newest iPhone and the MacBook and everything just got way too pricey for me. But,
Yes,
you have to put the D. Yeah, it's a little picky. Okay, your phone, the username is going to be your phone number. And the password, it got sent to you.
All numbers, no dash?
All numbers, no dashes.
Okay. You sent me the, good. Send me the password, what?
Yeah, the password, it's in one of the automated messages. It is, let me see here. Your password. It's through text. So. Yeah, exactly. Lowercase letters.
Okay. We're working on your account. Got it. Is that you?
Yes.
That's the feature.
Yes.
That's
you
really
can
you.
Start. No, that's not me. That's
like,
our. That's actually an AI.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. I was like, that looks like an AI picture. Like,
yeah,
nobody looks that good. Or you know,
I know what you mean. Like, perfect.
Yeah, I'm like, there's no way. I'm like, you're a model.
No. That's an AI that our tech team came up with.
Dude, my buddy did that with his business, Matt Tree Service.
Uh-huh.
He when you call him, a picture shows of him. I'm like, bro, why do you look like a 10 in this? And he's like, it's AI generated. I fucking sent my, I just did my picture and then it did that. And I'm like, I need that.
That's so funny. Yeah, it's our AI thing, but that is the dashboard in there. You can already upload pictures. But you know, we're going to go over everything with you right now at 3:00. I'm going to process everything and you're going to probably get a couple more automated messages if everything's not done yet. But as of right now, we're already done. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me directly. But if not, we'll speak with you here shortly. Okay.
So the local splash number is 888-877-635. Yes. That's it.
6225. Yes. And my extension is 9270.
Okay, got it.
All right, any other questions for me before we get off the line?
No, I'm going to try to get some pictures lined up. I mean, because I don't want to be trying to scramble when they're there. So I am trying to. I'll wear you down. So,
yeah. that's okay. You know, and the nice thing too, when you get those pictures uploaded, you can upload them at your time. So even if you don't have them during your onboarding, you can still do it later. Okay. Don't worry about it.
This 206 number is nothing.
Yeah. That's a VOIP number, but if you call that number, that still go back to our office. So you can call whichever, but I personally, the best one's 877 number.
Okay, got it.
All right. Any other questions?
Yeah. No, we're good. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Andrew. We'll speak with you shortly. Thanks so much. It's been a pleasure.
All right, bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.